Tonight's shiur, Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, second half of Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. The Chabad brought Machloikis Chacham of Yehuda. Chacham hold the Zman for Mincha is until the night time, and Marav begins at Seis Kochavim, at night time. Rav Yehuda holds the Zman for Mincha is until Plaga Mincha, 10 3/4 hours of the day, and that's when you can start davening Marav. So Machabe concludes as follows: "Va'achshav shenohagu lehispalel tefilas mincha alayla." Today, it is common practice to daven mincha up until nighttime. Therefore, ein lehispalel tefilas arvis koedem shkiyas hachama. One should not daven marv before sunset. V'im b'diyevet hispalel tefilas arvis v'plaga mincha lemal. If someone b'diyevet did daven marv after plag, yotze, he would be yotze. In case of need, in case of need, one could daven marif from plaga mincha onward. The Rama says, "Will be done by medinos elu." For us in our land, shenoagin lispal arvis plaga mincha, that we do daven marif after plag. Ain't the lispal mincha achakach. He shouldn't daven mincha after plag. Ubediyaved, but in case that he did, ubashasa dechak, or in case of need. Yotza imispal mincha ad halayla, he would be yotza if he dav mincha up until nighttime. Tehainu ad seis kochavim, up until seis kochavim. Mr. Burris of Konches, ad halayla. The minig is to dav mincha until nighttime, the Machabe says. What's the low meaning to say? Ad ben eshmasha shu safek light, meaning until twilight, which is a question of night. Sifkot and tes, koidim shkiya sechama. So we shouldn't dav a marav before sunset. What's the low meaning to say? Sof shkiya. This is the end of Shkia. Shuldas Machab, Sinarei Samachalaf, Mahmud, Koidin Seska Chab, according to Shulchan Aruch and Sinarei Samachalaf, that's right before the stars are out. Ve'afagav, the Gam Oz, Ein Hispal, at Seska Chab, Mash, even though you're not supposed to dive Marv then either until the stars are actually out. Demi Koidin Machin Havirak, Safek Laila, before that it's a Suffolk if it's nighttime. Ukhle Gamon, Besinarei Shlaman Hei, as you say later, in Sinarei Shlaman Hei. Bahai Portalo Dox, the Machab wasn't particular about that little bit. Sifka and Yud, Ulamala Yotza. Bidiyevin, if someone did daven marav from Plag HaMincha, he would be Yotza. Aval Koyedim Plag, but if it's before the Plag, Afil Bidiyevin, Lo Yotza. One would not be Yotza even Bidiyevin. Ule'el Mispar, Diyashdeyas, Apoyeskim, Emes, Hu Plag HaMincha, we explained before, there's a machlokes, how do you calculate the Plag? Do you calculate the hours of the day from Amud HaShachar to Hizik Chavim, or do you calculate from sunrise to sunset? Therefore, so one can be lenient and not have to daven marav a second time, even if he followed the Vilna Gaon's man and he daven marav after the early plag, meaning an hour and a quarter before sunset, that's okay, because the Magen Avraham plag is later. L'mayis, if you daven marav after the Vilna Gaon's plag, that's fine. Sifkon yud aleph b'shas dechak, in case of need, he could daven marv from the plag. What's the limit to say? The afim darko tom l'sbal mincha acher plag, even though his practice was always daven mincha after the plag, mikamokom yochel l'sbal tefilas arvis gam kim bizman hazeh. But still, we would let him, in case of need, to daven marv in that time frame. Umikamokom, however, ein l'hokel b'zeh rak im al kaponim b'oso hayom hispal mincha kod plag. The only time we're lenient like this, b'shas l'dechak, is if he made sure to daven mincha before the plag on that day. Avlim b'osah hayom gufa hispal mincha achar plag, but from that very day, he daven mincha after the plag, shuv osalo hispal arvis koidim halayla. Then he can't daven mariv until nighttime. Davitarati desasri b'osim gufa, because it's contradictory on that very day. You can't make that time frame suitable for mincha and mariv on the same day. Now this is the din if he davens by himself. But when you have a tzibur who davens mincha together, and if they go home, it'll be very difficult to gather them a second time to daven marav. And basically they won't have tefilas tzibur. You're going to ruin or take away the tefilas tzibur. So in that case, the Achronim said it's okay for them to daven marav after mincha, even though it is tatu desasri. Look later in Simen Reish Lamed Hei. So the Mechaber puts forward that their minig was to daven mincha until nighttime, and therefore don't daven marav before nightfall, don't daven marav after plag, but b'di'evet, if he did, or shasa d'chak, you can. The Ramah says that's not our minig. Our minig is to daven mincha before the plag and marav after the plag. That's our minig. Sefkon yibes, mincha achkach. One shouldn't daven mincha after the plag. What's limited to say, afilu b'yom acher, even a different day. Lo yispal mincha achar plag, don't daven mincha after plag. Kim the tamid machsikos sozman lizman tefilas erev. Because every other day, we consider that nighttime for marav. That was the minig with Ramah lived. Everyone daven marav at the plag. Afilu b'daitu b'oisa yom lispal arvis achas kom, even though he'll daven marav after tzeis, so it's no time to the sas, if he davens mincha after plag, still, it's a steer to what he does every other day. Sifkot and yidgel, but if it's b'di'evet, or b'shas ha'dechak, it'd be yetzah. Or b'shas ha'vechul, what's something to say? The kiyum sh'shas ha'dechak, since it's a case of need, mutlo l'chadchil lispal mincha b'shas sh'nog ha'yom, lispal marv. He would be allowed l'chadchil daven mincha at the time that normally he would daven marv. I already wrote in Sifkon Yun Alf, he has to be very careful on that day. Shtol hispal oz marav, not daven marav, v'akachat says gechom, until after says gechom. Im lo shu b'tzibur, the only exception would be at tzibur. If you turch l'kafim shenis, and it's hard to get them to come together a second time, kishu yelchu kol echel lebeis, if they go home in between. So a special leniency for at tzibur. Sifkon Yun Alf, dehainu ad says gechom. If he davens mincha, up until says, on a shastak situation, that's okay. Even though he usually davens mincha before plag and marav after plag, in a case of need, we let him daven mincha up until tzeis. The Mishnah Berurah says lav dafka. You can't daven mincha up to tzeis. Derech Reva Shakodin Tzichavim, when you get to a quarter hour before tzeis, bevadi ben shmosh shesulukul yam, it's certainly twilight according to all opinions. Vein l'sbal boz is man, you shouldn't daven mincha at that point. So when he says ad tzeis, he means somuch l'zeh, close to it. In Simon Reish Lambes. So basically, like a half hour after Shkiel. V'dan Yishinel. The Avshah Meha Mechaber, V'hamar Mamashma, even though from the Mechaber in Ramah, it is clearly implied, Del Didon de Nohagin Lespal Marv, Achas has come, that our minik, that we dav Marv after Tseis, Mutl Spal Mincha Filu Achas Shkiel, so you're allowed to dav Mincha after sunset, at Samach Tseis come until close to Tseis, not up to Tseis, but like 15 minutes before Tseis. There are many poskim who argue on the Mechaber and Ramah, v'daitim they hold, sh'tfilas ha'minchu rak koidim sh'kias ha'chama. Mincha is only until sunset. V'lachin therefore, l'chadchila tzerchel odim lizoher l'spal koidim sh'kias ha'chama dafka. People l'chadchila should be careful to dav mincha before sunset. Tanei she'yigmur tfilas ha'bo'osh n'skas ha'shan sh'meinenu, that means you finish davening your Shmoneh Esrei while the sun has not yet set under the horizon. It's better to daven in that time frame before sunset if you daven alone than to daven the tzibur who davens after sunset. But b'di'evet, if you didn't daven mincha before, you can rely on those who are lenient to daven even after sunset. Until 15 minutes before the stars are out. But whatever you can do early, you should do early, to stay away from the doubt of twilight. However, if the stars are out, you've certainly lost the time of mincha, because that's the sign that it's night. This is all clarified in Simon Reish Sadi Gimel. Look over there in the Mishnah Berurah and Be'alocha. But again, your davening after sunset is only b'di'avid in a case of great need. L'chadchila, one certainly should not delay mincha beyond shkia. And certainly be very careful not to delay until the stars are out. I'll teach us. And it's a soul, they curse people who daven so late when the sun was down because they may miss the chance and just lose the opportunity to daven mincha entirely. So even though it's clear from Mechaber Ramah, you do have time to daven after Shkia Mincha, Mishnah Berurah repeats twice, that's not what you should do. Siv Beis, Im Yesh Loy Mayim, if he has water available, Sarich Lito Yodov, he has to wash his hands, in order to daven. Even though he's unaware of any dirt on his hands, he does not make a bracha al tizadayim. Look back at Simon Sadi Beis. Even if he's getting up from learning, he should wash his hands at tefillah for davening. If there's no water available, he does not have to wash his hands. He has to wash his hands. This is where he's davening mincha. The mitzvah litol yadav litfil. It is a mitzvah to wash your hands before you daven. Sivkan design afa pishenu devichol. Even though he's unaware of any dirt, v'mnato yad litfil samincho. But if he did wash his hands for mincha, v'lisiach daita mishmiras, and he didn't distract himself from keeping his hands clean, ein serch litol yad litfil arvis. He does not have to wash his hands for marv. He's davening marv shortly after mincha. Washing for mincha helps. The Shartzin Chof Bey says, this is Muchach in Magen Avraham, Sifkon Ches. Magen Avraham says, if you wash your hands for Shacharis, you don't have to wash your hands for Musaf. So the same way, you don't have to wash again for Musaf, you don't have to wash for Mav. Sifkon Yudzayim V'ayin Le'el V'chulu, look back in Simon Sadi Beis. Hainumad de Mavor Hashom, it's clarified there, that Filo Hoya Yadov L'chlechos, even if his hands were dirty. V'not Yadov L'tfilo, and he washes his hands to Davin, Eino mevorach, it still does not make a bracha. V'ayin le'el simen zayin, sif al mishtabur, look back in simen zayin as well. Over there, he quotes the Malbim, that most folks can hold, that if he went to the bathroom for gedolim, he should make a bracha on his dayim for Shmon Esrei, but l'maisa shulchan aruch is not that way, and that is the common practice. We do not make a bracha on his dayim when we wash our hands with davening. The notes also point out that it is not required to dry his hands, ein hanig of ma'akev, it's not ma'akev to dry his hands, and whether or not you need a kli is a machlokes. Some poskim say you should use a kli, others say you do not need a kli at all. Sifkan yudches, even if he gets up milimuda from learning, what's something to say? The mistam lo noga b'em zahalim b'makam atun. If we assume when he's learning, he's not touching filthy parts of his body, afilu hachi mitzvah lito b'shvil hatfil. It's still a mitzvah to wash his hands for davening. V'kasa magenavam writes. If he did wash for davening, for hifsik belimud, and then he interrupted with learning, and so he doesn't have to wash again. Sometimes they interrupt with auctioning off the mitzvahs, the aliyas. Then you should wash your hands for musaf. Unless he was careful not to distract and he knew what his hands were doing, and his hands didn't get filthy during that time. The Rabbi calls the Rabbi writes. Because Ma'achem Beis Midrash Min Hastam Ein Kan Heschadas. As long as he's in Beis Medrash, we assume there's no Heschadas. That is the common practice. Sifkan Yutes Latfila. A person should wash his hands for davening, even if he was learning. For Afila Nota Yodel Achila. If a person washes his hands to eat, for Achal and he's eating, for the Siach Daito and he's not distracted, so Chnutila Tfila. If he's in a davening, he should wash again. Sheni Tilos Lachila Oyel Tfila. Washing for eating is not the same as for davening. But when a person washes his hands in the morning when he gets out of bed, that washing does work for tefillah. So for shacharis, since we wash in the house after we get up and we go straight to shul, we're not worried about a hesech hadas at that point. But during for mincha, we definitely have to wash our hands again. If there's no water, you don't have to wash. But you should clean your hands on whatever is available to use to clean. Rub your hands on something. Again, this is if your hands are average. We don't know anything. But if he did touch a part of his body that was filthy, we went to the bathroom. You have to find water. Even for mincha marv. It's no different than shachris. Now, how far you have to go to find water? We talked about Simon Sadi Beis and Shem. Look over there. Look over there. And Mishnah Berurah and Be'alocha, it's relevant to us. So, if a person's traveling, he has to go up to 4 mil. And if he's not traveling, he's at home or backwards, only 1 mil. So, a mil is the time it takes to walk 18 minutes. So, some say it's a distance, some say it's a time frame. But you have to put in some effort. You have to put in some effort to get water if you know your hands are dirty. But if you don't know any lichlich on your hands, then you just rub your hands on anything which just cleans it, and that is good enough.